Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
The American Red Cross in this morning, and when I say in, this is sort of like a COVID show. We did many of these. Alexis Innes with us this morning by phone from Richmond with the American Red Cross. Alexis, it is great to have you on the show this morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ted. Thanks for having me on the show. I'm glad we have this awesome technology so that we can still meet, you know, the patient need and still be able to talk about what's going on despite, you know, having our wonderful snow day, which, you know, I've told you before, like, I'm a weirdo. I work in blood. And, you know, really, when inclement weather happens, that's when we get our busiest. But
yeah,
I got to be honest with you, like, I love a good snow day. So shout out to all the schools that canceled last night. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Yep.
Thanks for the heads up. And I'm excited for the kids to have a great, or in our adult kids, you know, having a nice snow day is really delightful. So I'm pleased. And for me to you, like, when it snows in Virginia before Christmas, I know we're going to have a good snow season. I'm crossing my fingers. We might even have a white Christmas this year. I know the statistics say it's a very low chance, but, you know, I'm a romantic. I believe in, you know, the power of weather and snow. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I'm thankful to be on the show today to continue to have our conversation about the importance of donating blood. So thank you for having me.
Yeah, no, if in a world where the grass were green this morning, you would have been sitting across from me. But when we looked at the weather forecast yesterday, we decided, well, maybe you ought to stay home, and I'll just talk to you by phone, which was a good idea because it is really, really slippery around here right this morning.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm glad we can get together and talk about this. It's been a bit since we have talked about blood. The need for blood continues, and especially over the holidays, you don't want to. Every year when you come in and we talk this time of year, it's you know, don't forget about giving blood over the holidays.
That's right. You know, I think one of the things that I am blessed to have as our reminder today is that the need for blood is constant. You know, we still have a need to collect blood despite, you know, having some canceled blood drives. Thankfully, we have our fixed sites. As far as I have heard, they're still up and running. So if you are able to get on the road safely, if you have an appointment, or if you maybe want to consider coming in and donating blood, we still have our fixed sites open. So just put in your zip code, redcrossblood.org, plug in your zip code, and find the closest location that's still open and available to take donors near you. Come on out and make sure that we can still continue to meet our needs. Many surgeries and scheduled things will be canceled, but we always want to make sure that there's blood on the shelf. It's somebody, we talked to Clara last time we were on the show. Mm-hmm. She was talking about sickle cell and the challenges she has. And even the change in the weather she mentioned, right, can cause her to go into a crisis. So I'm just praying for all of our patients in need right now, that if they have blood needs, that we are able to continue to meet that need. And we can't do that without the generous support of our volunteer blood donors. So if you have the ability, get on the website, redcrossblood.org, plug in your zip code, find where our locations are that are still serving today, and through the weekend, of course, and come on in and roll up your sleeve and join us.
Well, and the thing is, Alexis, everybody matters. This isn't the kind of situation where you just say, well, they're not going to miss me not giving blood. We are going to miss you not giving blood.
We are going to miss you, yes. And you know what? As we're coming, you know, close to the end of December, you know, you and I had talked in January about my personal goals for the year, right? You know, I told you, I said, wow, last year was the first year I became like a six-time blood donor. I didn't think I could do it, but I did it. And I was so proud of myself. And I told myself this year, like, I'm not trying to shoot for that this year. Like, if I can just donate when I'm eligible, I want to get my 2-gallon pen. Well, I'm happy to report I got my 2-gallon pen back in August, and I donated again in September, October. I'm not even eligible to donate. I have so many great things that are coming up as incentives for our donors. I'm not going to be able to participate in any of them, but you can.
Yeah.
You still can. And even if you decide today, you know, maybe January is a few weeks away, but you don't have to wait till January to make a New Year's resolution. You don't have to wait to resolve to help our community and help our community needs. You just had to say, you know what? I don't have anything to do today. everything is canceled, but the roads aren't too bad. And you know what? I kind of got to get out of this house anyways. I got a little itch. So why don't I go out and do something good for, you know, our community and make sure that I ensure that there's blood on the shelf when it's needed, and roll up your sleeve and come on in and donate blood. We need you.
What a great New Year's resolution to make, though, and one that won't take you a lot of time.
It doesn't take a whole lot of time. I mean, if you got an hour and 15 minutes is what I tell folks to reserve, just reserve an hour and 15 minutes for the whole process. Now, I say that and immediately people are like, that needle has to be in my arm for a whole hour. No. It's from start to finish, So that includes doing your rapid pass, registering, you know, at the blood drive to come in. We do the health history check. You know, we're going to check your temperature, blood pressure, pulse. Make sure your hemoglobin is high enough. And we have the amazing non-invasive hemoglobin now. So that's one of my favorite things about the technology that we have is I don't get a needle until I actually have to donate blood. So I get a free health history check. I go through needle in the arm, maybe 7 minutes, you know, 5 to 7 minutes with the needle in the arm, donating blood. If you're doing power reds, you might have a little bit of a longer process because we're collecting 2 pints of red blood cells as opposed to one. But then once the needle's out, you don't feel anything. You get some juice and cookies. You get to fellowship with your friends, family, loved ones, whoever you brought with you, you know, to come and donate blood, which is a really great idea. I know some folks have got some teenagers home, some college kids maybe home right now, right, that are out for school. So if you're 16 with your parents' permission, you can come on in and donate blood. If you're 17, you don't even need your parents' permission. Bring a valid ID with you to come and donate. Hydrate. Eat a good meal. Get good rest. And come on in and join us.
So few people donate. That's one of the things. And if just a few more people did get involved, what a huge difference that would make, Alexis.
Yes, we talked about the red wave, right? That would happen if just a few more people.
Yeah.
62% are actually eligible to give blood, but only 3% do. I think, you know, sometimes unless you know someone who's ever needed blood or you've experienced blood loss personally or in your family, you know, sometimes people experience health crises and they don't want to share with anybody. There's such deep shame. There's embarrassment. There's so much that goes along with that. But let me tell you, the blood needs never stop. You know, whether that's a scheduled surgery, whether it's a traumatic accident, moms and babies every day, 350 pints we need on our shelf every day in Central Virginia to ensure all of our hospital partners, of which we supply, we are the primary supplier for all the hospitals in Central Virginia, have the blood that they need on the shelf. So if you're passionate about, you know, community service, you want to do something to give back and it doesn't really cost you anything but an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Donating blood's a great option for you to consider. So find a blood drive, redcrossblood.org. Come on in and join us.
Alexis Innes here this morning. Quick break. We'll be back. We will talk more about this on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Alexis Innes in this morning, American Red Cross Blood, our focus, redcrossblood.org. Normally, Alexis and her smiling face is right here, but with the weather the way it is, and Alexis joins us each time from Richmond, we decided it would be better if Alexis just stayed at home in her jammies and talked with us this way.
Yes, I love it. Everything. Thank you so much for the consideration. And again, you know, I'm so thankful that we live in the 21st century where this is possible.
Yeah.
You know, and it's great to have like a broadcast from the field to be like, hey, what's happening in Richmond? What's happening in Fredericksburg?
Yeah.
And guess what? It's snowing all. I can't remember a snowstorm where the entire Central Virginia was affected.
Because sometimes we'll get it and Richmond won't, or it'll be a southern storm that affects Hampton Roads in Richmond and we won't get it. But yeah, this is one kind of goes right down I-95.
Yes, and I mean, that's our major corridor, right? I mean, that's where many accidents happen, you know, people being careful on the road. I'm so thankful for all of our emergency services. Like, you know, even last night on Red Cross, they were giving out some great tips about how to prepare for the winter weather.
Yeah.
I'm like, thank you. You know, I'm very embarrassed to say this. I work for the Red Cross, but I work in biomed. I work in blood. So when it comes to like preparedness for, you know, disasters and emergencies, I'm kind of a novice. So I'm so happy to have, you know, my business partners, you know, over in the humanitarian side who are so knowledgeable and just keep me informed about how to prepare and what's coming up and what's going on. And, you know, it gives me a lot of, like, reassurance to know that I've got some, you know, great volunteers and people, you know, that partner with us to ensure that our communities are safe and that people have the education and information to be able to make smart, safe choices. So thank you to all of our emergency responders that are out there, because they're not off the road. They're still working. And that's why we're off the road. So we can make sure that they can get to where they need to go if there is an emergency and things too. So thank you to all of those folks.
Absolutely. So, and Alexis, one of the things that just as you were just talking about this came to mind is you just don't know when you're going to need blood. And I'm trying to think, it was what, in the last week or couple of weeks, there was a really bad accident on 95. I think it was in Chesterfield or Henrico. It was a huge accident that the caused, and the interstate was shut down. We had the interstate shut down here for a couple of hours earlier this week with another bad accident. Yeah. You never know when you're going to need blood. And just like you mentioned, Clara was in last time talking about when we did a show and talked about sickle cell and not being able to get what she needed because they didn't have the blood that she needed. You don't want to have a situation where there's an accident or there's a sickle cell patient and there's not enough blood. That's why this is such a big deal, and we talk about this so frequently.
Yeah, you know, I think it's one of those things that you just kind of take for granted. You know, you just kind of assume, oh, well, somebody's donating. Something is happening. And, you know, I'm very thankful for the generosity of our sponsors who host regular blood drives with us. You know, they're churches and civic organizations and schools and community groups who say, you know, we, you know, raise our hand. We want to help out in this mission because, you know, we've known somebody who's needed blood, or we've known someone who has passed from not having the blood that they need on the shelf. We know how important this is, and we want to use our influence and, you know, speak on this and invite people to come and check it out. It's not as bad as people think it is. You know, people hear needles. They think, you know, they think white coats, you know, they think, oh, it's a medical procedure, you know, but it really is just an opportunity to fellowship and gather with your folks, you know, whether that be the Red Cross staff, who are amazing. I love them. I love working with them. Whether it is, you know, your civic group, you know, folks don't get in person as much as they used to anymore. And coming out of COVID, you know, we really look for those opportunities to fellowship with one another. And a blood drive is a great way to do that. So, you know, keeping it fun. I love that we're speaking of, you know, COVID and talking remotely. You know, when we first started our COVID operations, we couldn't have, you know, those things that really personalize the blood drive. You know, when people would make, you know, the chili dogs or have the chili or, you know, have the cookies and things like that, that really, you know, make those blood drives special. We couldn't really do that kind of stuff. But now that's gone away and we can bring that back. And so I'm really pleased to partner with so many great organizations that are really making the blood drive fun and making it a fun destination for folks. In, you know, considering that, you know, it's blood and blood is kind of gross, and I get that. So, but, you know, being able to connect those dots together to have that fun experience and do something good for the community makes it worthwhile. And certainly, you know, coming back and donating regularly. Blood doesn't stay on the shelf forever. You know, people think, oh, well, I already donated this year. I already did my one thing. Right. But blood is only good for 42 days on the shelf.
Right.
That's why we continually ask people to continue to donate and make it a frequent thing. You know, schedule it out like you do your dentist appointment. You know, you go to the dentist twice a year. Why can't you donate blood twice a year? You can go on the website, redcrossblood.org, plug in your zip code, plug in your sponsor code if you have one for specially, you know, hosting blood drives with us. And simply make your appointment. Make it twice a year. If your blood drives are confirmed for 2026, which I highly recommend doing, I'm already booked for my first appointment in February. I'm very excited to give again. I know I'm going to have to skip through January and get to February to be able to be eligible again. But, you know, putting those pints on the shelf and having it ready and available when people need it. And, you know, I'm a special blood match, so you never know who needs that blood. So if you have it, come on in and give it. You know, roll up your sleeve, be brave, take a needle in the arm. It's not so bad. I promise nothing bad's going to happen to you. But the way that you can protect yourself and make sure that you're having a good experience, eat a good meal before you come and donate. drink lots of water, get a good night's rest, and then you should be able to have a great experience coming in and donating blood with us. RedCrossBlood.org. Come and find your blood drive and come and donate blood with us.
Well, and when we talk about giving blood in the kind of in the realm of let's make this a New Year's resolution, there are some New Year's resolutions like exercise that you've got to stick with every day, and there are big time commitments. As you have said, if you can just give at least a couple of times, and yeah. for an hour and a half. That it's going to take you. It's not a long time commitment, but boy, you're going to feel really good knowing, you know, how much you're helping people.
Yeah, and you know, my favorite part of being a blood donor is that I have the app. So I love the convenience of making my appointment in the app. It helps me keep track of my health history. So I like keeping track of my numbers. I like seeing where my hemoglobin is. I like seeing where my blood pressure and everything is. And I donated in November, so I got an A1C test. So every now and again, we'll have like little specials where we will test, you know, A1C, or during the COVID, we did antibody testing and things like that. So things like that are really interesting to know, you know, did that vaccine work? Do I still have antibodies? You know, what's going on? And it allows us to be able to do further testing and possibly look for, you know, treatment for things that are continually popping up that we still need to transfuse patients with blood to help them heal. So, you know, definitely check out the app after you donate. It follows your blood and you get to see which hospital it goes to.
That's so cool.
That's really awesome. I enjoy sharing it with especially my young first-time donors because, you know, making that connection, you know, most of my donors that donate for the first time are usually in high school. They're usually young folks, you know, folks under 19 years old. They are skeptical, you know, like, what does this mean? Why am I doing this? What is this all about? You know, they skip class to get some juice and cookies, and they come and donate blood, get a T-shirt maybe, get a gift card. But being able to track their blood and see where it goes really helps to connect the dots for them and for, you know, all of our donors to be able to say, hey, you know, I'm actually making a significant contribution, and I know that it's staying kind of local. Or maybe with a blood need in Pennsylvania, maybe your platelets went, you know, to a hospital up there, and it's kind of like, oh, wow, you know, people need blood all the time, and you never know where it's needed, but we can't do it without the generosity of our blood donors. So join us. Come on in and roll up your sleeve.
RedCrossBlood.org again, RedCrossBlood.org. And it's that makes it so easy because it is so easy to find a place. And
yes.
You can plug in a time, you know, you could see, you know, you can plug in a time, you can see the times that are open, and it's RedCrossBlood.org. There's you've made it so easy and so quick. And I know that the goal is to be able to get people to where they're not inconvenienced and they can give.
Right. And, you know, I think as we're doing more blood drives at work, you know, I can't think of a better day to go into work than blood drive day. I mean, it's kind of a chill day. You know, you get to come in, donate some blood, fellowship with some folks, maybe see some folks in the department or in a different department you never get to talk to, you know, and be able to be reminded of, yeah, this, you know, this is why we do what we do. You know, we do this thing, we're doing this community service. It's a great bonding experience, you know, for folks to experience together. And it's certainly a great opportunity for you to invite a friend or invite, you know, a child, or, you know, if you're a grandparent and you want to bring your grandkid with you, you know, that's how we continue to build our pipeline of blood donors, future blood donors, because, you know, you might not need blood right now. You might not know somebody who needs blood right now, but eventually you will meet people who have needed blood or used blood, and it's a nice feeling to know that you're doing your part by putting that blood up on the shelf. So join us, RedCrossBlood.org. If everybody who's eligible donates at least once a year, I'm challenging you to two, but if you donate at least once, we never have a blood shortage. So I'm counting on you guys. Come on in, roll up your sleeve, donate.
That is just, for you to say that, just always takes me just, you know, you just think about it, because we're always hearing about it, and there always are, because we're hearing about it because there are blood shortages.
Yeah.
But it's so easy to bring that number into make sure that there is blood if everyone yes. who is eligible.
Yes. And, you know, I will say that my favorite folks are folks that don't know their blood type. So don't feel like you have to know your blood type to donate blood. That is a fallacy. Every time you donate, even if I already know what your blood type is, I'm going to test your blood every single time. It's regulated. It's FDA regulated. We are a regulated organization. So there's many entities that ensure that the blood supply is safe, that patients are receiving the healthy dose of blood that they need to get better. So, you know, being able to, you know, feel like what you're doing is impactful, that it matters, definitely. You know, we can't mine it, we can't grow it, I can't go to another country and import it. It only comes from the generosity of donors right here. And according to my report that I've been receiving this past week, we need platelet donors. So if you have an interest or have considered doing platelets, AB blood types are my favorite platelet donors because they are the universal platelet yeah. donor. Doesn't mean I don't want any other blood type, but I'm just letting you know, just so you know. But if you are A negative, B negative, O negative, or O positive, I really need your blood because I have low supplies of those blood types as we're going into the holidays. And if you don't know what your blood type is, what better time to find out? Christmas present to yourself. What blood type am I? Let's go find out. Come on in and donate blood. Find out what your blood type is. You might be a special match for a patient in the hospital with yeah. me, like I am. I'm a sickle cell fighter. I had no idea that what my blood type was, that it had those special antigens. It was the absence of those antigens that makes it the perfect match for a patient with sickle cell disease. And I never would have known that if I had never come in and gotten tested, selected my race, and made sure that, you know, I'm healthy and eating my iron and drinking my water. So I highly encourage you, come on in, find out how you can protect our community. Find out what your blood type is. Join us. Roll up your sleeve. Visit redcrossblood.org to make your appointment. You can also download the app. Very easy from any of the app stores. Just look up Red Cross Blood, download the app, make your appointment, and come on in.
Well, and you think about it, this is a great way to also just be, you might not be involved in your community and would like to be. This is one way to do
yes,
it.
Yes, yes. And, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that because all the time I hear from folks, but blood is gross. You know, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean it's that easy? And I have to tell them, look, I can't get it from anywhere else. This is a community service. Rolling up your sleeve and donating blood is a community service. And if everybody who's eligible can do it at least once, if not twice a year, we would never have a blood shortage. All of our blood needs would be met, and every patient that comes in would have the right type on the shelf. But I need it from you. I need you to be brave and to, you know that, you know, this is a easy thing to do. It only takes an hour, maybe an hour and 15 minutes of your time. There's a pinch, but you get some juice and cookies, and you do feel good after you I feel great after I donate blood. I feel like I've done my duty. Like I said, now I'm experiencing the sadness of not being eligible, and I want to give. That's so crazy. I never knew that was something that I would experience going through this whole process of becoming a blood donor myself. But yeah, you know, and now continuing to educate and invite people in to come and donate with you. So if you're community minded and you want to make a big difference in your community, donate blood.
RedCrossBlood.org, RedCrossBlood.org. Alexis Innes here from the American Red Cross. Quick break. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's now 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg FreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Miss a part of the show? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
Alexis Innes in this morning. American Red Cross Blood is our focus, redcrossblood.org. And just being able to talk about this during the holidays. We were talking about just, you know, doing something like this makes you feel part of the community. Another way to look at it, Alexis, is it's sort of a gift to the community. This is your Christmas gift that you're providing blood to someone. And that's the thing. You just don't know. I always go back and tell the story about my son getting blood and how impactful that was to our family when he was being treated for leukemia, and that you just don't know where you know who's going to need your blood.
Absolutely. You know, I think anytime I think about the people that I have known that have received blood and what a gift it is to still have them with us, you know, the helplessness that many families experience sitting by the bed, you know, you are overwhelmed and overcome and overstimulated by all of the sounds, by all of the experts, by all of the things, and all you're doing is looking at your loved one in that bed, and you're watching them deteriorate. You're watching the color come out of their face. You're watching these things happening, and you feel incredibly helpless. And as a parent, as a mother, you know, imagining, you know, what our patients and our families and our moms and our parents go through watching their children, and to know you can give hope to that family. You can give hope and ensure that if that patient has a need, a blood need that can't be replaced by anybody else, that there's somebody that's, you know, being compassionate and empathetic and someone who cares about, you know, the community, whether they've known somebody who's needed blood, whether they have experienced blood loss themselves, whether they're just in it for the cookie. You know what I mean? No shame in this game.
No.
Whatever it is that drives you to, you know, make that decision and roll up your sleeves and join us in our life-saving mission, you are giving the gift of life to somebody who cannot live without it. So, you know, it's a kind of a sombering message. I don't want to, you know, diminish, you know, the cheer of the season, but that's the reality that many families are facing right now, you know, in the hospital, you know, and speaking as an advocate for them, you know, to our healthy listeners who are listening and thinking to themselves, oh, you know, I don't have time for that, or, you know, oh, that sounds really scary to me, or you don't need my blood. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. I need your blood. I don't know what that blood type of that patient is. I don't even know if they need a special product, something that goes beyond the blood type to match, to help them heal. But what I do know is I know that you have the ability to give that gift, and it is a wonderful gift to have. This December, we have so many great ways to thank you for sharing your gift as well, because I enjoy a nice thank you gift. It makes me feel good to feel, like, appreciated for what I do. So if you come in and donate right now, we still, for today, I think today might be the last day, we have the Pac-Man socks. Are you a fan of Pac-Man?
I am not a fan. Well, I mean, it's okay, but Pac-Man socks would be cool. I wouldn't mind that.
All your favorite characters on them, and I will tell you, so Pac-Man turns 45. That's why we're celebrating Pac-Man
45.
Right now.
They're now part of our promotion.
I'm 45. You know, we're 45. So it's bringing up nostalgia.
Yeah.
It's making me feel excited about, oh, yeah, that's right. We do like video games, and I love this stuff, you know. And certainly for anybody who might be a gamer or a game fan, this is the time to come and join us. You can get a pair of these cool socks. I love our Red Cross socks. They keep me very warm. I still have my friend's socks from last year because you got two pair. Can you believe that? Two pair of socks. Oh, my goodness. And we also have these gashapons. Have you ever heard of a gashapon before?
No. What is this?
I might be mispronouncing it, so you have to excuse me, but it's a toy. It's a toy made by Bandai from Japan, who designed and developed the Pac-Man game. They also designed a few other games that are very popular. My kids know who these games are. Oh, and now I can't even remember them off the top of my head. That's how it happens. You know, mom brain. Let's sigh. But what I will share with you is that we have socks, and they're a great incentive, and I love to have, you know, something nice and warm and cozy, especially on a cold day like today. And then later on, as we get closer to Christmas, we're going to be releasing our long sleeve tees. But regardless of whenever you're eligible to donate anytime in December, we're going to have great incentives as a special thank you, because we, you know, respect your time, and we know that it takes a lot to come out and join us sometimes and come and donate blood. So we have special little gifts. If you don't want the gift, that's fine. You don't have to have the gift. You can also get points every time you donate in the reward store. So I'm saving up my points. I'm very excited. In January, I'm getting my blanket. They have a blanket in the reward store. And I am, you know, because I'm a Power Red donor now. And I'll tell you, as a donor, when you see other donors, some folks have very specific rituals as a part of their blood donation. And one of the rituals I'm very jealous about is platelet donors. They come in ready to donate platelets. They come in, they have socks, they have blankets, they come in with a whole bag, they come in with a giant jug full of water, they come in with their Kindle or their iPad to watch their movies and things, or they even have their own screens in some of the donor centers. They can watch whatever they want. I'm very jealous. So I am building my blood donor go bag. That's what I'm calling it. And I'm going to get that blanket. So I've got enough points from donating this year that I'm going to redeem them in January when the store opens, and I'm going to get that blanket. I'm really excited about that.
You
so I'm
should
gonna share
be.
That.
You should be. That is quite the accomplishment. You mentioned a little bit earlier about people, and I used to be like this too, of, oh, I couldn't look at my own blood, or I can't, that just grosses me out, or I would faint. If you are like that, you just don't look. I never looked because I didn't want to see it, but I knew I was doing something good. Just don't look.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, if you are squeamish or if you're nervous, tell your phlebotomist. They are so great. They deal with these kinds of things all the time. They have all kinds of cute little tips and tricks that they do to get you your mind off of it, to distract you. You can also bring a friend with you. That always helps as well. But, you know, my favorite is when I go and I'm sharing with the phlebotomist. I'm saying, hey, you know, look, I don't know if I did a great job hydrating, what have you. They look at my arm, they do the thing, and they ask me to look away. And I do, of course, you know, because, you know, and I'll be like, okay, are you done yet? And then they'll be like, what do you mean? And I'm like, what, did you? And then I look, and it's already done. Can you believe that? I mean, not even. So, you know, we have some really skilled phlebotomists. I'm very pleased to have many on our team that's all they do. You know, that's all they do is they just stick donors. So they're very great experts, and I enjoy when they, you know, get to do their thing. You know what I mean? So watching folks do the thing that they're passionate about and be really excellent at it, that's what we're talking about. So if you're squeamish about blood, look away, talk to your phlebotomist, have a good conversation with them about it, and they'll make sure that you are doing your tensioning exercises, that, you know, you're well distracted, that you have something to read or something to watch while you're donating blood. It's only maybe 7 minutes with the needle in the arm anyway. So you can do this. You can definitely withstand and be brave and be strong and come on in. And at the end of the day, you get some juice and cookies. You get to commiserate with everybody. I thought this was going to be a hard thing. This is so easy.
Right.
Make your appointment and come back and see us.
And
it is that easy.
And you mentioned, Alexis, a little bit earlier in the show about there are some things that you can do to help yourself along. I mean, one of them is just if you just few days out when you know you're going to give blood, drink water. That helps.
Yes.
And there are foods, too, that help.
As a busy working mom, I get it, and I struggle. This is the part where I do struggle. You know, I have my appointment, but remembering, you know, the week before, I have to remember the week before to start increasing my iron intake. So I got to start eating my greens. I got to start maybe even taking my iron supplement, which I do now because I donate blood so frequently. My doctor said, you know, she's like, you need to start, go ahead and just take it iron regularly. So I do. I just take it as a part of my regular maintenance with the rest of my vitamins and everything else that I'm taking. But, you know, got to be a little conscious about it. Remember to drink water. Water, being hydrated, water's the best. You know, people will say things like, oh, well, I had coffee. Will that make me not eligible? No, you can still donate even if you've had coffee. But what happens is maybe you don't feel so well post-donation because you're not as hydrated. Maybe it's difficult to get a good vein because you're a little dehydrated. So those things are, that's why we tell you water. Water is the best choice. If you're not great with water and that's okay, you can still donate blood. I recommend Power Red to a lot of donors who especially don't necessarily do a great job hydrating because you get extra hydration back. And I feel great. I feel actually better donating Power Red than I do when I donate regular whole blood because I'm just a busy working mom. Remembering to hydrate is very hard for me. But just drink water. Bring your water bottle with you. Many donors do. They bring their water bottles with them. We got water on site. So if you're thirsty, feel free to ask for some water. Make sure that you're well hydrated when you come and donate. Eat your greens. Be well rested. Bring your ID or donor card. Fill out your rapid pass. Make your appointment. We talk about appointment making sometimes, frequently. In days like today, it's a great opportunity to make an appointment.
Yeah.
Just making sure that the schedule stays nice and steady. You can look online to see what's available. We respect your time. You know, if you're coming out in the snow and you want to give, and you show up right now, but I don't have any appointments until 2:00, well, wouldn't that have been nice to know? You know what I mean? So go online, look at the schedule, see what's going to work best. make your appointment, come on in when you're scheduled, and that way you can get to do the things that you have planned for the rest of the day. You can schedule around, and, you know, you're making sure that we meet our mission and meet our need for our patients.
You've mentioned Power Red. Is when you donate Power Red, is that where you donate a little bit more, and so you don't you're not donating as frequently?
Correct. So if you're to be eligible for Power Red, you would want to have a particular blood type. You want to be O positive, O negative, A negative, or B negative. And if you don't know what your blood type is, that's okay. You can talk to your phlebotomist, and if you meet the additional eligibility requirements, you can donate Power Reds. It is taking 2 pints of red cells as opposed to a regular whole blood, which is going to have your blood platelets and your plasma in it. The Power Red allows us to transfuse to a patient, especially if they are receiving blood. Maybe they have a need a special match. Now that unit is coming from the same person. If they have to get like 2 pints transfused, most people when they come into the hospital and they get a blood transfusion, very frequently, it's more than one product. And if we have 2 of the same product from the same patient, from the same donor going to the patient, it's better for the patient outcome. It means that we don't have to worry about any adverse reactions that they might have. We don't have to worry about them making any antibodies. It's coming from the same donor. So being able to do that is fantastic. Maybe one patient needs one and one patient needs another. So just having it available on the shelf, especially O blood, that's our emergency blood type. When patients come in to need blood and we don't know what their blood type is, we're going to go for an O unit. So donating Power Reds, you have to, as a female, I have to be 150 pounds. I have to be 5'3" tall, and I have to have my hemoglobin at 13.3. So I have to be a little bit higher than the 12.5 typically needed to donate regular whole blood. And for our gentlemen, it's similar. You have to be at least 5 foot, you have to be at least 130 pounds, and you have to have a 13.3 hemoglobin. So if you meet the eligibility requirements, you have the right blood type, your iron is high enough, hemoglobin's high enough, then definitely consider donating a Power Red donation. You only have to donate 3 times to make the same contribution as somebody who donates 6 times a year. So I love the ability to double my donation. Yeah. I put those 2 pints up on the shelf already. They're already there, ready to go to transfuse, and I'll be eligible again in February.
Wow. Alexis Innes with American Red Cross here this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA as we talk about blood. You've got to be especially proud of yourself that, you know, you've been able to reach that goal of giving this year, because this has been something really you've talked about for a couple of years of wanting to. Because it hasn't been that you haven't given. There's been times you've wanted to give and just your numbers weren't there, and you've kept them up and you've been able to do it this year.
Yes, you know, a new term that I have been hearing is about rejection sensitive dysphoria. Rejection. Have you heard of this?
I have not.
So I looked this up because I was like, you know, one of the things that is really important to be able to do as a blood donor is to withstand them telling you you cannot donate today. It's hard. It's a hard thing to hear. When you're a busy working mom, you're doing the things, you know, it's hard to hydrate, you know, it's hard to do your iron, but you do it, you make your appointment, you make the commitment, you continue to do the things, and then, darn it, my iron is too low, or my pulse is too high, or, you know, whatever else is going on that prevents me from donating blood is very frustrating. So a shout out to all those who have never been deferred ever for donating blood. It can be very discouraging, and hearing the no and hearing, you know, you can't donate or you traveled somewhere, what have you. But, you know, if you're able to listen past that, when am I able to donate? And remember that date and then try again. Just keep trying. And that's what I did. You know, I'm just a little engine that could. I just kept trying and I'm a scientist. So I really did enjoy watching my hemoglobin every time I get it tested, so I could kind of measure and track for myself, when is it the best time for me to give? And what am I capable of doing? Not everybody can do 6 times a year. They travel or they got commitments or things. Again, you know, I just admire those folks, and I was like, well, if it's in me to do it, then let me try. And so I just made an effort to try. But if you can try twice a year, man, that's so far from what, you know, most people do, because they don't even donate at all. So you're already one of the winners in my book. So it's not about how much you give, it's that you do. So yep. Come on in, be one of the givers. Make a commitment this month in December. Give the gift of life. Join us, redcrossblood.org.
Alexis Innes here. What quick final break, and we'll conclude this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
It's the only local talk show in Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform to hear Town Talk anytime, 24/7, 365. And now, Ted Schubel.
Lexus sent us in for the American Red Cross this morning, redcrossblood.org. And again, we can't say it enough, Alexis. There is such a need for blood. You always tell me, and I always keep this in mind, and I will ask people, have you given blood? Would you consider giving blood? Because you talk about that a lot of people don't give because they've never been asked.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I mean, and this is my opportunity. Thank you, Ted, for having me, to ask your listeners, you know, join us. Consider donating blood. It is a very simple act of community service that you can do for our patients in the hospital that need blood, and we can't get it anywhere else other than asking folks to, you know, consider generously donating their blood to a patient in need. And we make it real easy for you to find a blood drive. Visit redcrossblood.org, plug in your zip code, and you can see all the open locations. If you're out and about today, maybe later today, before it gets dark, you know, and it starts getting iced over a little bit, as you come out, you start playing in the snow a little bit, maybe you want to just take a break at the kids, you know, get them to do a community service. They got some community service hours they probably need to do. Or maybe your civic organization sees the impact in your community and says, you know what, we want to raise our hands and sponsor a blood drive. Visit redcrossblood.org, fill out that info sheet, and host a blood drive if you can't find one that's close by to you, to make sure that we continue to meet the needs of our patients, continue to make sure that every blood type that's available to us is on the shelf when patients need it. That's the trick, making sure it's on the shelf. The blood that's transfused today was already collected earlier this week, so we are already prepared for today. But today's blood usage is going to be prepared for this weekend. So if you have the ability to come out, help us ensure that that need continues to be met, roll up your sleeve, visit redcrossblood.org, plug in your zip code, plug in your sponsor code, and make an appointment and join us.
It can be so, you mentioned earlier, it can be fun to do it with somebody. And if you want to do that, and, you know, just have a good time, and afterwards go out and have lunch together or something, you know, there are all kinds of things to do. This doesn't have to be like, oh, I got to give blood again. They're always asking me.
You're calling me. Yes, they're always calling me. We're calling you because you haven't made an appointment. And I apologize about that. You know, it's because we have a need. And so, you know, we're calling you because we have a need. So if you don't want to have any calls, make an appointment. Just make it a commitment. You can book your appointment out as far as maybe 6 months in the future. So if you already know, okay, I know what my schedule is going to be, this is going to be a good date for me, make your appointment, schedule yourself. It's very easy. You download the app. It makes it even better. It's right there on your phone.
And come up, you can already, if you decide today that this is going to be a New Year's resolution, you can go around and say, I've already made a New Year's resolution and I'm going to keep it.
Yes.
And
yes. Make that appointment.
Yeah, so important.
I think that's a great idea.
It's just, it's so important. And there's no way we can't emphasize it anymore that your blood is needed, and it won't take that much time. redcrossblood.org. You can be like Alexis and have a successful year with giving blood, and just like you say, just a few people giving blood, and those numbers and those the need for blood will go down.
Absolutely. I mean, you never know. We never know, and that's what our mission of the Red Cross is to be prepared. We got to have that blood on the shelf because we don't know when the next incident might happen, when the next accident, trauma might happen, when a mom is going to go into labor and need blood. You know, we don't know, but we do know that it's going to be needed. So help us meet that need. Roll up your sleeve. Visit redcrossblood.org.
Lexus Innes, thank you. Have a great Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you soon in person.
Same. Jane, yes, I can't wait.
That is it. Thank you for listening. We will see you on Monday.
To Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Greenline Service Corp. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.